we represent the Sunninghill Ladies Aid Society.
Well, say, what is this, a delegation?
Yes, we want you to give a speech at our next meeting.
What? Me speak before a whole bunch of ladies?
Why not? You talk on the radio every day.
Oh, that's different. I just stand by the microphone and talk about Duds.
Well, but it's Duds that we want you to talk about.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Why, of course, I'll be glad to talk about this wonderful new kind of granulated soap. You know, Duds does all three kinds of wash. Everything from heavy work shirts, dirty towels, to your prettiest washable rayon.
Why, I just...
And believe me, that's extra good news right now during spring house cleaning.
Fine, and we'll be sure and tell in your speech all that Duds can do in house cleaning.
Okay.
Time.
But first, we'd like to give you a few pointers about the ladies in our club.
Yes, take that snooty Mrs. Jones. She just wouldn't believe she could use this same Duds for her heaviest blankets and wash rugs and for her bright rayon curtains, too.
She said that she always thought wash day soaps were too hard for those fussy colors.
Say, didn't you tell her that Duds is different from any other leading granulated wash day soap? You see, Duds gives you extra safety for all your pretty rayons and colored washables.
That's just what we want you to put in your speech.
And when you tell how easily Duds gets those wash rugs clean, you might just glance over at that fussy Mrs. Smith.
Oh, why Mrs. Smith?
Well, she doesn't see how Duds can be so safe and still get rugs clean without a lot of hard scrubbing.
Well, Duds does it. In fact, no soap maid can get dirt out easier than Duds. And wait till she sees how dazzling white it gets her towels and linens. Why, washings don't come any whiter than Duds gets them.
That's right.
And that's why I say to every lady listening, you ought to try Duds and see what a really new kind of granulated soap it is. Just ask for D-U-Z Duds today. And remember, during spring cleaning time and all the time, let Duds do everything in your wash. Now, the Goldbergs. It was like bringing trouble right to his own door when Sammy invited the Jeromes and Walter's fiancée to the Goldbergs for dinner. Molly and Jake didn't want it, but the Jeromes were present, and Molly was going to make the best of it. But then, Rosie called from Florida. Now, Rosie's in Florida because she fell in love with Walter, and Molly thought that distance might bring Rosie back to her senses. But distance seems to have inflamed that condition. Especially now that Rosie knows that Walter's in the house. Listen.
Samuel, please, so don't hold the receiver. Say a word. Rosalie's under wire.
What can I say to Rosie now? She wants to talk to Walter. What should I do?
Go inside, Sammy, and entertain the company which you invited and which we did not call.
All right, please. It's going to start with backwards and forwards conversation. Give me the phone already. Please, yeah. Go inside,
well, I'll
Sam.
Go, but I don't know what...
Give me the phone.
Oh, please let me already, please. Hello? Hello, Rosalie. Rosalie, it's a very lengthy conversation, dear.
And it's not local.
Papa said, and it's not local. Yeah. Well, darling? Well, yes, dear. Walter's still here.
Why did you say he left? That's better than saying you told him you didn't want him to talk to her.
Why,
Bob, dear? Bob, dear? She's crying. Bob, dear, I can't hear, dear. Bob, dear? Oh, family, just in passing, invited Walter, and invited Walter's mother, and, who else? Just 1 minute, darling, I got something boiling on the stove. 1 minute, dear.
Well, should I say the fine scene again?
Just a minute, dear. No, dear. They're having supper here. Well,
and Val, let me talk to Mom.
Just a minute.
Mom, give me...
She wants to talk to Walter. She's crying.
Give me.
Just a minute. Your family wants to talk to you. So anxious to know about the sand on Florida. 1 minute.
Hello, hello, Rosie. Yeah. Are you having a good time? Huh? Mama's coming down, you know. Well, let me talk to you. Well, who said he doesn't want to talk to you? Of course he does. What? Why shouldn't he? Only wait a minute, Rosie. Hold on. Just a minute.
Well?
Mama, you'd better get Walter in here and let him talk to her.
Well, but she's crying. She said something.
Well, of course she said something. What do you think?
Go in, Jake, please.
In front of his mother and his financier, I'm going to say what?
Just say somebody's on the phone that wants to talk to you.
Go in and say it then.
Talk to him, Martha. Tell her Walter's coming to the phone. I'll go get him.
Give me.
Just a minute.
Give me.
Let me talk, please.
Let me talk. Hello? I am talking. Let me talk.
Oh, don't talk.
Yes, Rosalie. Just a minute. Here.
You wanted to talk, so give me.
I said here.
I'm taking it. Because you wanted to talk, so it comes to something as well. Hello? Hello, Rosalie? Very dear, with your interrogations. Let Mama ask you a question. Let Mama ask you a question. Answer me first, and then I'll answer you. How is Tom Helter? Yeah. She's well? Yeah. She still got a kidney? She goes to the clinic? With her foot, too? Oh. And then how's Montel? That's good, darling. You go swimming in the one piece? All right, dear. Rosalie, darling, it just so happened that Sam invited Walt and his mother. Yes. Very nice. Just hold, darling, hold. Here's Walter. He wants to say hello, dear. Here's Walter. Here, Walter.
Come inside, Pa.
I will in a minute.
Hello? Hello?
It is connected?
Hello, operator. I was talking to Florida.
Daytona, Florida.
Daytona, Florida. Well, get them back, please.
They're disconnected, huh?
Yes.
Oh, are they still trying to reconnect?
Walter, are you still on the phone?
I'll be right in, Mother.
Come inside, Pa, please.
We are going to have supper tonight, Molly. I'd like to know when.
As soon as the call comes back.
Pa, I'm coming.
I'm sorry we came here tonight, Miss
Goldberg. You're here, Walter.
Yes, but everyone wishes I was 1,000 miles away.
Well, that's not
Don't
so.
Come here, Walter. Who's calling you here?
It's my daughter.
Oh. Let's see. Your daughter. Isn't she in Florida?
Yes, she is, Mother.
And she's calling all the way from Florida to talk to you, Walter?
Mother, please.
Oh, have I offended anyone? Mrs. Goldberg, did your daughter meet my son's future wife?
No, Mrs. Jerome. My daughter left for Florida the day that you arrived, you see. Her train left and your train came, but if you mean, does Rosalie know that Walter has a fiancé? She knows about Norma.
Well, why are we sitting here?
The operator's getting the number back.
For you?
Excuse me, I'll see to the table.
Why don't you go inside, Mother?
The phone call hasn't come in yet. I'm not disturbing your conversation. Why is this call so important to you? What am I doing here at all? This lovable family was supposed to be an object lesson for me. What am I to see? You're holding long-distance conversations with their daughters while your fiancé sits in the next room? Is this the symbol of the virtues of humble poverty? Walter, you picture yourself living this kind of a life.
What are you talking about,
I'm talking about you and your future happiness. Can't you see what these people are doing?
Are you enjoying this scene, Mother?
You can ask me that.
All right, Mother. Go on. Tell me over and over again what you did for me, what you want from me, what you expect of me. Or shall I say it for you?
Continue this attitude till I could forget you're my son.
I wish you would.
Yes? You know what you would be without me? You never did a single thing in your life for yourself. What are your talents? What are your abilities? What can you do? Can you hold a position that any one of my $10 clerks can't do?
Please, Mother, not so loud. Of course not. How could I? I wasn't brought up to earn my own living. I learned to wear expensive clothes and sail a boat and ride a horse and spend a big allowance and travel first class on the best boats. I studied philosophy at college, not stenography.
Oh, are you sorry?
Of
course not. I want all the advantages of life. Why shouldn't I have them if I can? But not at any price.
What price am I asking? That you shouldn't have the pleasure of learning through bitter experience what I learned? That you shouldn't be an easy victim to these people who can only see our money, our social position, the advantages we can give them? Is that the price you won't pay? Is that what I'm asking you that makes you oppose me and fight me? Is that the way I'm hurting you and disappointing you as a mother?
I'll take it. Hello? Yes? Yes? Yes?
Is it
Rosalie? One minute, darling.
Oh, is it Rosie?
Yes, darling, we're reconnected now.
Speak to Rosie.
Just a minute, Rosalie, dear. Just a minute. Walter wants to say something. Just a minute. Here.
I'll be right in, Mother.
I'm terribly sorry, Walter. I didn't know this was supposed to be a secret.
Jake, are we going inside? I'm very sorry, Mr.
Right. Hello, Rosie. When are you coming home? What? Not until I leave? Well, then you're going to stay in Florida the rest of your life. Because I'm not leaving Lastonbury until you get back.
So, despite what Molly said, despite what he seemed to mean when he answered Molly, Walter appears to be encouraging Rosie. Poor Rosie, way down in Florida. Hearing Walter say this, what does she feel? And what will she do? Don't look now, but are you still using an old-fashioned halfway soap for your dishes? You are if it's a bar soap, because it doesn't have real speed. Or if it's a tough granulated soap, it's short on kindness to your hands. Well, if you've been struggling with such halfway soaps in your dishpan, then new Dove's will be welcome news. You see, Dove's is that wonderful new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash and save. Dove's has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Notice how wonderfully smooth and soft your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove's. Actually, it's far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Yet Dove's can't be beat by any soap made for speedy dishwashing. Cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Why, you can see the difference in Dove's right in the sun. So try it today. Dove's has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Next time, the dinner begins. And it isn't pleasant, especially when an uninvited guest comes in and talks too much to Walter's mother. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter and Gamble. Makers of Dove's, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.